USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The parents of the American student who died after being released from North Korean captivity say that Kim Jong-un and his regime are responsible for the death of their son. The Warm Bears issued a statement after President Trump spoke about it at his second summit in Vietnam with Kim. The president tweeted, "I never like being misinterpreted, but especially when it comes to Otto Warm Bear and his great family. Of course I hold North Korea responsible for Otto's mistreatment and death." Striking teachers in Oakland, California have reached a deal to end a 7-day walkout. Union President Keith Brown says the settlement includes an 11% salary increase and a one-time 3% bonus on ratification.
Experienced teachers will now be able to stay in the classroom. We force the Oakland Unified School District to invest in our teachers in Oakland.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Another candidate has entered the 2020 White House race. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Washington State's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee, now jumping into the 2020 race, announcing on Friday morning in a YouTube video.
"I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this."
The 68-year-old Inslee's represented Washington State in Congress for over 20 years before he was elected governor in 2012.
The Trump administration is ramping up the pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to leave office. They've imposed sanctions on 6 high-ranking members of the Venezuelan security forces. They've also revoked the visas of other officials and their relatives. The sanctions come after the Maduro regime blocked humanitarian aid convoys, and the revocation of visas are aimed at punishing those who have done well in Venezuela despite the economic upheaval in the country. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
CNN commentator Van Jones praises conservatives at CPAC. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
CNN analyst Van Jones credited the conservative movement with galvanizing support for criminal justice reform during an appearance at CPAC.
"The conservative movement in this country, unfortunately from my point of view, is now the leader on this issue of reform. My problem is I now have a conservative movement that, for libertarian reasons, for Christian conservative reasons, and for fiscally conservative reasons, is actually doing a great job on what should be my issue. This is supposed to be my issue. You are stealing my issue. Take some dadgum credit for being smart. Take some dadgum credit for getting it right."
Jones has worked closely with the White House on criminal justice reform, which has drawn the ire of some folks on the left.
83-year-old Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jerry Lee Lewis is recovering from a stroke. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
His publicist says Lewis, best known for hits like Whole Lot of Shakin' and Great Balls of Fire, is expected to make a full recovery. He suffered the stroke Thursday night in Miami. He's scheduled to appear at the 50th anniversary of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival in April, and he also plans to record a gospel album soon. His publicist says Lewis plans to go ahead with both projects.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.